This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. We got 25 more minutes of learning to go in our never-ending quest to see you accomplish things in your life.
Broaden your horizons.
That you thought were unattainable. Well, with Learning University, you'll get there. Don't you think so, Professor Jasper?
Not a doubt in my mind.
Right. We wouldn't be here if we thought we were wasting our time.
You're going to have a better yield in your garden.
Right.
You're going to lose weight by listening to our station.
Got a good shot at the lottery. I'm just saying a good shot at the lottery.
Instead of a one out of 243 right. million,
right.
you have a...
You have that. One, yeah. Half that right here just from listening to this show.
That's right.
And Fred Jackson, our visiting professor from Canada, is here. And
good to be back.
Adding an international flair to this this fine institution of higher education.
And I have to say, not only are we doing things in terms of trying to raise people up, I think we're giving you a lot of fodder for emails. We've mentioned right. channeling, we've yeah. mentioned rum, and we just talked about the lottery.
Right. Yeah.
At this point, yeah. all the Baptists are really upset.
Oh, so we've offended quite a few people here. We're just using metaphors, okay? And also, if you answer one of our questions right this half hour, we're not going to send you an AFR coffee mug. We're sending you an album. A vintage 1973 album from Up With People. So you're not just, I mean, the horizon is right before you, isn't it, JJ?
Absolutely.
What do you got over there, Professor Jasper?
Here's what I've got. True or false?
True or false?
For the past three Olympics, nearly every swimmer has eaten cantaloupe prior to their race to add buoyancy and increase stamina. Is that true? Or false?
I do that for them over the grass, but yeah. they do this in the Olympics?
Swimming, yeah, the okay. swimmers, if well, it's true.
If you're a Russian, it's probably true.
Better test them. Better test those cantaloupes.
they take all kinds of stuff.
The second question.
I'd have
question,
steroids in those cantaloupes.
How many tournaments make up a grand slam in golf?
Yep.
How many tournaments make up a grand slam in golf? Mm-hmm. Then a Bible question. What is the shortest book in the New Testament?
Shortest book in the New Testament. All right. Mine, what incredible country has just won the World Cup of Hockey? Hint, hockey. Mm-hmm. Game played.
Right.
Toronto, hint.
Right.
Big hint.
Right.
Big hint. All right, second question. 1914, President Woodrow Wilson denounced what material object as a symbol of the arrogance of wealth?
Hockey stick.
Double.
That's right. What valuable animal parts, located mostly in Asia or Africa, can be up to 10 feet long and weigh up to 200 pounds?
That's hard to tote right there very far.
Yeah. It's a Friday night. You want to be romantic with your bride, and you're right there in front of a crackling fire, and you got that big old hippopotamus rug spread out there, and your wife says, you know, I like the rug, but it's so big it kind of goes over into the dining room and down the hall a little bit and turns into the kitchen. Couldn't you get something a little bit more traditional, like a bearskin rug?
And all of a sudden, your night's ruined. You know, the romance is gone. You go sleep somewhere else.
Yeah.
All right. Here are my three questions. Is the inappropriate verb when dealing with multiple subjects. After Mandarin Chinese, what are the world's three most commonly spoken languages? That's question number one. And I just have one more question. And that is, you are a proud, accomplished heliologist in your community. What do you do? What do you do every day that contributes to life on planet Earth for mankind?
You make it to a game show and they say, heliologist,
right.
come on
up.
Down.
That's right, JJ. Then what do you do? You go up there and Bob Barker says, what do you do for a living? And he puts that microphone right in front of your face. What do you say at that moment of truth? Huh?
Exactly.
That's what
exactly.
we want to know.
Hey, let's go back to the phone. Samuel in Texas. Hello, Samuel.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Samuel. Hi there, Samuel. Good Bible name right there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
That's right.
Hey.
Middle name is Joshua as well. Double anointing.
Wait, hold on just a minute. You said, what did you just
Joshua
say?
Joshua and Samuel.
That's his name. Samuel Joshua?
Oh, your name is Samuel Joshua? Right. Wow, okay.
Samuel Joshua Gonzalez.
Hey.
All right.
Que paso, vato?
Where is Gonzalez in the Bible?
Gonzalez in the Bible.
Is it in the Bible? Anyway, go ahead, brother. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Do both.
Which one you want to answer?
I'll answer the hockey one.
All right, go to it.
Well, you got to ask. You got to ask him
your question.
Right. I know he knows the answer because I know he does because he's a Bible guy. Canada rallies late to win the World Cup of Hockey. I just gave the giveaway.
You did.
You were
going to
say Canada
answer.
Anyway, weren't you?
Yep, Canada.
Yeah,
Canada.
I knew it.
The Bible one.
So are you a big a hockey fan?
Not at all.
Oh, you just saw it in the news. In the news. Okay. But hockey, Canada did win the World Cup.
They did.
Congratulations,
in great fashion. They beat the Europeans.
Yeah, pretty stiff.
And you know why they did?
Why?
They ate cantaloupe.
They ate cantaloupe before they played.
Before they went out on the ice.
Right there.
That would be more buoyant.
That's the difference.
Hey,
that's the difference
Samuel,
maker.
You got a question for us?
Yep.
Go right ahead.
You guys talking about Corpus Christi a few weeks ago, and I'm from Corpus Christi, so I wanted to ask y'all, what does Corpus Christi mean?
We were referencing the fact that we just turned on a radio station in Corpus Christi, Texas.
No, now, I think it's something Christ.
It's just like a lot of those
towns along California. Christi seems like it would
don't
be like
tell
Christo.
The ACLU.
No, that there's biblical
Corpus Christi. I wonder.
Corpus. What corpus means? It's a legal term, right?
It's
Christy.
Samuel is Christy. Is it Christ?
Something Christ.
Yeah,
we're stuck.
What
go
is
ahead
it?
And tell
what?
Us.
Say what?
Go ahead and give us the answer.
It means body of Christ.
Ah, corpus, body.
Body of Christ.
That's right.
Okay.
I'm a caller. I don't get a coffee mug.
Oh yeah. You
Samuel.
Just, Samuel, you just come out and ask for one, don't you?
I love you guys. I listen to y'all every day.
I'm gonna cause our ministry to go broke. We're just handing out coffee mugs left and right.
Now, hey, the Lord provides, you're all good.
Now you're getting all spiritual on me now. Okay, I got you. All right, Samuel, hey. All right, don't everybody do this because I'm going to say no, but I'm gonna, in a moment of weakness here, I'm going to give Samuel a coffee mug.
Stay on the line.
Jay told me to quit handing them out like candy.
Samuel, stay on the line, and we'll get your address, and we'll send you a coffee mug. Thank you so much for listening to AFR. Hasta luego, buddy.
I started something here that, you know what I'm saying?
Samuel's getting, because he's in one of our new station audiences.
Okay.
All right.
Also, he's got two Old Testament names.
All right. So it has to be those two things.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what I'm saying to you people out there is don't call and everybody try to pull on my heartstrings to give you a free coffee mug.
Folks, it's Christmas in October. Okay. All you have to do is ask Uncle Tim.
Right. And he'll hand out coffee mugs to everybody, AFR coffee mugs to everybody. I don't know what these things cost. What do you guess, JJ?
They're going to be a pretty penny.
About three or $4 a piece?
I think
like
so.
Yeah.
Depends on where they're made.
Well, anyway, moving right along.
Hey, Philip.
They're not made in Canada.
Philip from Mississippi. Hi, Philip.
Yes, sir. Hello, sir. I would like to answer the shortest book in the New Testament.
All right. What's the answer, Philip?
You got to answer it and quote it. Quote the whole book.
Second John.
You're exactly right.
Second John. Why, now, how many words is that?
I don't know, but I thought it might be Jude, but you
it
got...
It is actually 13 verses.
13 verses. Mm-hmm. You got 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John that are all pretty short.
What's the...
2nd John's the shortest book in the New Testament. 13 verses.
Who wrote it?
John.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wrote John wrote Second John?
Yes. The Holy Spirit wrote it through him.
Yes. Yeah, Holy Spirit, that's what it
answered. John was having a bad day.
Yeah.
Had a headache or something. Could only write a few
verses. So he wrote.
Hey, Philip, you have a question for us?
Sure.
Go right ahead.
What NFL team was originally from Chicago, other than the Bears?
The NFL team that moved away from Chicago? So there were two Chicago teams at one time. The Bears.
One was the Decatur Bears, and then you have a different one.
Well, the Bears were the Monsters of the Midway.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't a team, right? I don't know. I don't know. I don't. Dallas.
What's the
Dallas
answer?
Cowboys.
That would be the Cardinals.
The Cardinals,
and they were a football team.
Chicago Cardinals before they went to Arizona.
No, they went to St. Louis first, right?
But they were originally from Chicago.
Right, but they would have been from Chicago to St. Louis, then to Arizona.
But
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They took Route 66, basically, is what I'm saying to you.
Thanks, Philip. Have a great weekend.
You too, and I'll take anything you can give.
We send you our love.
Hey, Justin from North Carolina.
They didn't even take one caller before they tried to exploit my generosity right here.
Hey, Justin, how are you?
Good night.
I'm good. How are you, JJ?
We're doing well. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both, please.
Which one you want to answer?
I want to answer Fred Jackson's question about the 1914. What did the president claim, the object of arrogance or something like that?
Let Fred
read. I'll repeat. Yeah, in 1914, President Woodrow Wilson denounced what material object as a symbol of the arrogance of wealth?
I am going to guess silver.
No, sir.
Good try. At least you had a guess.
But we're at the last. Anyway, what do you have a question for us?
Yes.
Go ahead.
High Point, North Carolina is known for making furniture, but what other product are they also known for making?
High Point, North Carolina, known for furniture manufacturing.
Number one in furniture. Number two is Tupelo, Mississippi. But what else is High Point known for?
High Point, North Carolina would be known for they have the highest percentage of heliologists in the world live in that area. I know that would be
a heliologist. What do they do?
A heliologist. We're going to get to that in a minute. We don't know the answer to your question.
What is it, Justin?
High Point is named for making school buses. Thomas Built Buses is headquartered in High Point.
The yellow school buses.
That is interesting.
Yes,
very good.
Hey, and that's why we have this show, Justin, for you to be able to
dispense
information like that.
Justin, you work there where they make these school buses?
No, I don't work there, but I love them. I'm a big fan of school buses.
Okay.
Yes, sir. All right. Thanks, buddy. Have a good weekend.
You know,
you
that
too.
Would
thank you.
Be a good name. Probably. Would that be a good name for your high school team?
The High Points?
School buses.
The school buses?
Yeah, because you could use all kind of things, like they roll into town.
Oh.
They run over you.
I like that.
Here come the school buses. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's a lot of places you could go with that.
You sure could.
Yeah,
You're onto something.
Who's next?
Nancy from Texas.
I'm on something.
You're onto something.
Oh, I'm onto something.
Hey, Nancy.
Okay. Yes.
Ask, answer, or do both, dear?
Both today.
Which one do you want to answer?
Well, I can answer several. I'm going to make Tim's day.
All right.
Oh, here we go.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Okay. Ask it.
Which one? The heliologist?
Yes.
Okay. What does a heliologist study?
The sun.
The sun.
Oh, wow.
The sun.
There you go.
Do you know a heliologist?
No, but I've looked at the sun before.
You've looked at the sun before. Well, that's a start at, you know, becoming a heliologist.
That's why we teach heliology here at Learning University.
Right. We have a whole...
The whole class goes out and looks at the sun all day.
We have a whole building dedicated to heliology right here at Learning University.
Yeah, and I'm not going to ask for a prize because I have a Learning University t-shirt.
Well,
I have the first CD of outtakes.
Yes. Wow, so, there you go. Hey, did you laugh? Did you enjoy the hilarious highlights, Nancy?
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Well, now, you don't have the number two? You don't have the highlights number two?
I don't have the number two, no.
Okay. All right, well.
But you don't have to send it. Give it to somebody else.
I just walked right into that, didn't I?
I was going to say, here it comes.
Oh,
I
tell you what. Please, Tim. I tell you please, what, pretty
send,
please.
Send Jade an email and give her your address.
I can put her on hold and she can
okay,
get,
Nancy,
get it taken care of.
Okay, Nancy, just stay on
right
hold,
now.
Nancy.
No, not, I, get,
I know you're not asking for it, but I feel like now I ought to give it to you. So we're going to, and we've sent that out. So anyway, hold on. We'll give you volume two of the highlights of this show.
Nancy,
right here.
What's your question for us?
My question is: it's collegiate football season, and everybody has a mascot. And I'm a proud graduate of Oklahoma State University.
Cowboys.
And yes, the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. And our mascot is Pistol Pete.
Mm-hmm.
What U.S. federal marshal is he fashioned after? A real person.
Wow.
What's his name?
Chuck Norris. No, oh wait, no, that's something else.
Pistol Pete is the I know the Oklahoma State mascot, but he's after a real marshal,
Dylan.
A real marshal that lived in Perkins, Oklahoma.
I don't know who is it. We should know, but we don't.
His name is Frank Eaton.
Frank Eaton.
That's very cool, right
Frank
there.
Eaton. If you look him up, he's got that big handlebar mustache, just like Pistol Pete does, and everything. Is.
But did he ever get teased about the size of his head? Wow, I mean that's.
I'm sure he did.
I mean that's one of those things you look and you go, look at the size of that dude's head, but nobody
on
said,
the mascot.
But you don't want to, you know,
you don't want to point and stare.
No point and stare or anything like that. But anyway,
all right, Nancy, that's why we have this show. That's a good bit of trivia. You stay on the line. We're going to give you something and the rest of our callers who call in and just want to. They want to play on those
hard. We're
going to
give away JJ's car.
You
down the parking lot. It's out in the parking lot right now.
Tune in next week.
Hey, Nancy, thank you so much.
Yes.
And stay on the line,
well,
please.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
She's going to enjoy that volume, too. That's hilarious. And she didn't ask for it. We
no,
just
she
volunteered.
Didn't. I just need to walk away from this show before I'm just. Empty all my pockets.
Lenora from Louisiana. Hi, Lenora.
Hi, how are you this morning?
We're blessed.
You want my credit card number, Lenora? Write this down right here and go have yourself a nice dinner tonight.
Hey, Lenora, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to try to do both, please.
Which one do you feel confident about?
The 200-pound, 10-foot body part.
All right, go. Here's the question. What valuable animal parts located mostly in Asia or Africa can be up to 10 feet long and weigh up to 200 pounds?
I'm thinking that would have to be an elephant tusk.
All right, you got it. Way to go.
Way to go. Nicely done.
Yeah. JJ has that in the front of his truck.
Anymore,
what did you say?
Isn't that, Lenora. Thank goodness, I believe that's illegal.
You're right. I think it's outlawed.
Yeah, because they were killing the elephants just for the
Absolutely.
Tusk.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Going to make it hard on piano players, but that's okay.
Poaching.
Poaching. Hey, Lenora, what's your question for us?
I have a riddle. I suppose it's a riddle. No one's ever answered this before, so maybe you guys will be able to get it.
Get ready. Prepare to be wowed.
Okay.
Wild? You want her to be wild? I don't think that's biblical.
Wild.
Oh, you mean wild? Oh, I'm sorry. Wild. Okay.
Wild.
Prepare to be wild.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Two archaeologists found a man and a woman's body in a pyramid that was perfectly preserved. They looked like they were laying there asleep. They were so preserved. And after thorough examination of their bodies, these guys determined that they could be none other than Adam and Eve. It was not possible that they could be anyone other than Adam and Eve. So the question is, what did they see that led them to believe that?
Adam,
by looking at their body.
Adam did not have a belly button.
Oh, you got it.
Is that true? That's the answer? JJ, you don't get much past JJ. He's from Owensboro, Kentucky.
I've heard that
before.
Neither
one of them had a belly button. Yeah, one has ever answered that to me before over the years.
Really?
Lenora,
let me ask you a question. I've asked this many times on Learning University, so most people know the answer, but what's the only state mentioned in the Bible? Lenora, you there?
I'm here.
What's the only state, like in the United States, the 50 states, what's the only state mentioned in the Bible?
I have no idea.
Are you serious? You have no idea? Don't even take a guess?
Really?
Okay.
Noah? I'm going to say Louisiana.
Noah? Well, you're close. Noah opened the... What did he do, Lenora?
Noah opened
the what?
Door.
Huh?
A door.
No.
I don't know.
Noah opened the ark and...
Arkansas. That's good. I'm going to write that one down.
Write that one down and use it.
I am.
Just give me credit, okay?
I will.
Put an asterisk off to the side and say, provided to me by Learning University's Dean Tim Wildman. But anyway, Noah opened the Arkansas. There you go. That's the answer to that question.
Arkansas.
But anyway, thanks for calling, Lenora. You have a great day, okay?
You too.
Thanks, bye. Lenora.
Hey, we're just about out of time here. Do we have?
We got one, maybe time for one more. Randy from Illinois. Hey, Randy, can you make it quick? Ask, answer, or do both?
Yeah, I'm going to ask.
Oh, just ask?
Fire away.
Yeah. What two players on the same team in 1 year hit 115 home runs?
Talking about Major League Baseball?
Yes.
Are you talking about hit 115 runs between
the
two of them?
Between the two of them.
Yes.
Between the two of them.
And who played with Barry Bonds?
Well, what era are we talking about? Like,
I mean era. You mean decade? Or
yeah.
Like
give me decade.
60s.
So you got Mickey Mantle and who?
Well, you got Mantle. You got
You're close.
Is it the Mantle? Gehrig would have been at before. Mantle and
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Who had the home run record for so many years after Babe Ruth?
Wasn't that Hank Aaron?
No. You're talking about the guy who played with Mickey Mantle, who's kind of in his shadow. Roger Maris.
Got it.
All right.
That's our Dean right there.
Roger Maris and Mickey Mantle.
Hey, Randy.
They were actually in a race. They were actually in a race for that title.
Wow.
Got hurt.
Mickey Mantle got hurt.
On some of your trivia that y'all were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Buddy Ebsen. Not only some of the things you mentioned, he was in a movie with Shirley Temple. He was a dancer.
Hey, we got to go. Thanks, buddy.
After Mandarin Chinese, what are the world's three most commonly spoken languages? That would be English, Hindu, and Spanish.
Oh, good. Is that your last one?
Yeah.
Here's what I've got. True or false, past three Olympics, nearly every swimmer has eaten cantaloupe prior to their race to add buoyancy and increase stamina. What say you guys? True or false?
I'll say true.
Say no, negative.
It's false. Completely made up. And then, how many tournaments make up a Grand Slam in golf?
Four.
Yes.
Four. All right. President Wilson denounced what material object has a symbol of the arrogance of wealth? He said the automobile, symbol of the arrogance of wealth.
We'll see you next time, folks. Have a great weekend.